been to get an update on what's happening in New Zealand. Just talking to Tom Moore from Coolmore over there for the sales, and Jessie Yao from New Zealand Bloodstocks front and centre at Karaka, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Jessie.
Morning.
Just wondering how the last couple of days have affected yourself, Andrew Seabrook, and the team. Has there been some nervous moments in the last few days?
we've been doing a little bit of juggling, put it that way. Certainly it was a curveball having these conditions, these weather conditions come in. It's one of those things, I have a little bit of tunnel vision when it comes to sales. I'm so hell-bent on getting these horses sold to the right people and getting the right people here. I sort of didn't, sort of water off the duck's back. I hadn't realised we were in some sort of crisis until somebody told me. But, you know, I think despite the fact that we've had the challenges of that the weather presented, it's business as usual here. The people are here, the horses are here, the ingredients are right. I think we've got all the makings of a good sale.
That's great to hear that positivity, and great to hear that that's happening. For those that aren't fully aware, just take us through the events around Auckland and around Karaka of the last couple of days from a rainfall point of view, and some of the things that have happened in the broader community.
So we had a deluge, basically. We knew we were going to have a decent amount of rain over the last couple of days. So we were prepared for that, had our in-city raincoats on nearly every punter on the ground. But then as the things wrapped up two nights ago, the rain kept coming and it got heavier and heavier. And obviously it was particularly isolated in some areas of Auckland, with the airport significantly impacted. So we had flights redirected to Christchurch. That JD Hayes had a heck of an adventure. Oh my word, that man, he deserved a beer when he got on the grounds. He went to Christchurch. He had trouble trying to get connecting flights back up to various smaller cities on the North Island, and he finally got into Auckland late yesterday, and then he couldn't get off the plane. There was some sort of emergency issue, and then his friend lost his bag. So absolute shambles. But he's here, and I had dinner with him last night, and he's full of, he's upbeat, and he's here to buy some horses. So can't complain, he made it. He just had a slightly more difficult journey than you could ever imagine or anticipate.
Surely he gets some type of discount on his first purchase.
You're right. The man got a beer. He got whatever he wanted. Whatever drink he wanted, he got it. And a big hug too. But he made it. So, look, it's been challenging, but I don't think we're going to see it deeply impact how things run here and how the sale goes.
How exciting is it to have the people who love getting Karaka, and the sales have got such a great reputation for hospitality and just a great community feel, apart from the fact that you can buy some champion horses there? How important is it to get those feet back on the ground?
Oh, look, it's absolutely vital. The last 2 years have been challenging. Our online bidding platform and the trust that our buyers have with agents that could get here was vital. But there's nothing like having buyers on the ground, looking at these horses, you know, falling in love with them, feeling the vibe in the sales ring and making them go that extra mile to get the horse they really love. And so it is vital. And they're back. They're back in droves. The bookings are huge. And it's just, it's actually sheer delight. It's like a family reunion. Everyone's so chuffed to have them back, and they're happy to be here. So it's great to have those Aussies and our Asian buyers, and even some from the US and the UK here. We're happy to have them, and it's just a very good mood on the ground, and it bodes well for the sale.
Given us an example of JD Hayes's travel problems, logistically, how's the weather in the last few days affected even transport of the yearlings, inspections of some of those yearlings? Has that created challenges?
No, look, not that I'm aware of, to be perfectly honest. The horses are here. I have not caught word, I don't know if you have, but I haven't, of anyone having trouble getting the horses on site. It's really north of us that's particularly impacted. Oh, there are some, I gather Waitomo district is in some, has a few issues with slips and whatnot, but not to my knowledge, it hasn't impacted us. So, we're just carrying on. There's been no issues there.
Real resurgence and, I suppose, a regeneration of a number of the stallion ranks in New Zealand in recent years. What are some of the highlights that you're looking forward to most in the sale?
Well, look, it's just wonderful. We're not just hanging our hat on one or two sires who have been going great guns. As you'll be well aware, there are a number of New Zealand stallions who have been performing in Australia and further afield magnificently. And, you know, it's not just those you know, the staying types, although that's what we're known for, you know, those horses that go over more ground and they're tough and reliable. But, I mean, look, Pieran Canto has produced one of the best sprinters you've got going round over there with Rockin' Horse. So we've had Turn Me Loose, who's had a really good hit out over in Australia as well. The number of stars, Al Manzoor with the Derby winner. The strength, there is a lot of strength in our sire ranks, and I think that's going to be really noticeable as the sale progresses. We're not, you know, Sababelle isn't going to be carrying us along in the Tavistocks. We've got Tarzino, there's depth, there's a lot of depth, and I think there'll be a lot of opportunities to get hold of some very good horses.
A little bit of your background, Jesse. Obviously, you're very well versed in what's happening over there in New Zealand and New Zealand bloodstock. What's your career and a little bit of a brief history of your involvement here?
I just have a client in PR management is what I do. I used to be in the marketing team years ago. I'm part of the fabric of NZB, really. It's a wonderful sort of family company, and I just love being part of it. So I go away and do mum things for a while, and I just love being back. It's so fantastic. I'm a pony club kid. My mum used to ride work. I'm from the Waikato, from a dairy farm. So it's kind of in my blood a little bit. And I love the game and I love the people. So you can imagine I'm like a pig in the proverbial right now.
Yeah, sounds like you were born into it and born for it. Jesse, best of luck for the week. It's already presented its challenges, but in typical Kiwi fashion, you found a way. Looking forward to the sales kicking off.
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Jesse Gower there, client and public relations manager for New Zealand Bloodstock. They're soldiering on. JD's been around the world in 80 days, JD Hayes, but he's found his way to Karaka and to Auckland. That's great to hear.